Chapter 3. Frank's Work for the Atlanta Daily World, 1931-34. Just as Scottsboro coincided with Frank's arrival in Atlanta in 1931, so did the arrival of America's communists. They headed south at the same time as Frank did. A close look at the contents of the Atlanta Daily World in this period, particularly the editorial page that Frank crafted, shows that Frank Marshall Davis began gravitating toward the communist left very early, consistent with the time frame established in his FBI file. Finding access to old copies of the Atlanta Daily World is difficult, but I was able to secure copies of about 60 editions from 1931 to 1932. Starting in December 1931, the end of the year that marked Scottsboro and the move south by Frank and by communists, one can begin to discern Frank's growing attention to the communist movement. December 1931. Readers of the Atlanta Daily World, the morning of December 11, 1931, would not have missed a page one above the fold announcement that Spelman College, a local black college, had scheduled Langston Hughes for a lecture. The article noted that, in addition to Hughes's speaking at Spelman on December 16th, he would also be at nearby Morehouse College, another black college, for a full week, beginning December 9th. Readers unfamiliar with Hughes learned only that he was a young poet. They would not learn, as Frank well knew, that Hughes, indeed a highly recognized African-American poet, was also a highly recognized African-American communist, vigorous in his politics and his poetry, with his major outlet being the Marxist publication New Masses. Yet there was no mention of Hughes's politics in the article. Such a glaring omission seemed to be no accident. Because Hughes's Spelman talk was ultimately postponed a day, Frank's newspaper followed up with a second front-page article, this time with a photo of Hughes to grab readers. The article raved that Hughes was recognized throughout the world as a poet of unusual ability. Again, there was no mention of Hughes's likewise...